This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. The presidential election is still a year away, but candidates are already announcing, and even those who haven't announced yet are acting like candidates. This morning, WVXU politics reporter Howard Wilkinson talks about Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who has announced, and Ohio Governor John Kasich, who hasn't. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So Rand Paul's presidential campaign was touting some good news over the weekend. What was it?
Yes, they put out releases and were very happy about the fact that the Granite State poll, which is done by a TV station up in New Hampshire, first in the nation primary state, and is a well-respected poll, had Rand Paul at the top of a field of, believe it or not, 19 different candidates or potential candidates. He was tied with Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin, but both of them, Paul and Walker, led this poll, and they only had 12% support.
So it's not a big number.
It's not a big number, but you know, he was on top. He was at the top of the list.
Now, what about Iowa? How's he doing there?
Well, Iowa's a little bit different. He had, there was a Quinnipiac University poll that came out last week, and it actually had Walker in the lead at 21%. And then Paul and Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, were tied for second at 13%. So, you know, they were in the double digits. I guess, you know, there are so many potential candidates out there. Anytime you're in the double digits, you're considered, a serious contender.
So what does it all mean, these polls now? I mean, we're so far out. What does it all mean?
Well, not a great deal. It's, you know, an indication of where some of the early support is. You had John Kasich, obviously, in this thing. He was in the poll, in the Granite State poll, and he barely registered. He ended up running at 1% support, 15th out of these 19 candidates. And it didn't do much better in Iowa either. There are just so many of them.
Well, why do you think Kasich's numbers are especially so low?
Well, because Kasich is different. I mean, Kasich is obviously, universally known in Ohio. He has high approval ratings in Ohio. Obviously, Ohioans reelected him by a huge margin last fall. But you go outside Ohio, around the country, and national Republicans, the typical primary Republican primary voter, doesn't have a real grasp at this point of who he is, what he is, what is he about. He doesn't have the high national profile that, say, a Jeb Bush would have just because he's a Bush. Or Rand Paul, because he's been a maverick type, ever since he was elected to the Senate 5 years ago. And Marco Rubio, who's made national headlines and has a national type following. Kasich doesn't have that kind of reputation yet. So, he's not showing up in the polls in any great numbers because people just simply don't know who he is yet.
Do you think if and when he announces that'll make a difference?
Well, it'll make a difference if he can raise a whole lot of money, possibly find a very extremely wealthy supporter or supporters who would set up a super PAC that would work separately on his behalf. Money, is obviously in politics is what drives name recognition and drives your favorable, unfavorable numbers. So, if he does decide that he's going to get in this thing, he's going to have to raise a whole lot of money very quickly.
So let's take it all as a whole. So these polls are going on now and the numbers are out there. And like you said, just making double digits is a big deal. Is it really just too soon to think about anything?
Well, it's not too soon to think about anything because, you know, this is the presidency of the United States. Now, like I said, there were 19 names on this Granite State poll. There are not going to be 19 names by the time the New Hampshire primary happens early next year. Some of these people are going to fall by the wayside. Their campaigns will collapse because of lack of money. And some simply will decide not to get in. So the field's going to narrow before the Iowa caucuses and before the New Hampshire primary.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.